Okay. Let's get started. Yeah? Now, there's a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Arts this week, and it's typical of what's been going on since the last day of Pesach. We, here in Eretz Yisrael, are one parsha ahead of you. So we read Parshas Bamidbar just 3 or 4 days ago. You're going to read Parshas Bamidbar this coming Shabbos. We're going to read actually Nusso this Shabbos. But the truth is that in a perfect ideal world, we also would be reading Bamidbar. We don't have a choice, as I'll explain as we go along. We have to read Nusso. In Chutz Laretz, there was a choice. There were two possibilities. And they chose the possibility of reading Bamidbar this Shabbos. When I say the choice, I don't mean you and you have a choice, but I mean to say in terms of the way the minhag evolved. Let's go back to the basics. In Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, it says, Li'olam Korin Parshas Bamidbar Kodem Atzeres. And that means that Bamidbar should be the last parsha read before Chag HaShavuos. And the reason for that is because Ezra wanted to, again, this is going to be a combination of Ezra plus the way Tosfos explains our minhag. Again, from Ezra's perspective, the way he was metaking the Kriya, could be possible that we would read B'chukosai as the last reading before Shavuos. From Ezra's perspective, because the Gemara says at the end of Megillah that Ezra tikein lem Yisrael shiukorin klolo shebetoras kohenim kodem atzeres. That's a reference to B'chukosai. And those klolos would be read before atzeres. And the Gemara explains the reason for that is Kadesh tichles shana v'kiloseha. So that's as far as Ezra's takon is concerned. Tosis there says that we added another element into the equation, and that's because of our minog. And we didn't want to go directly from B'chukosai into Shavuos, which means we didn't want to have the klolos right somuch immediately before, you know, it's sort of like it would spill over into Shavuos. So we wedged in between the reading of Bamidbar. And that's going to separate between the klolos of B'chukosai and Chag HaTzeres. Now, the Gemara asks in Megillah, what do you mean tichles shana v'kiloseha? What's tichles shana? We're not talking about Rosh Hashanah. I mean, Eino Chinami, part of Ezra's takana was that the klolos in Mishneh Torah, that means in Parshas Ki Savo, should be read before Rosh Hashanah. And that I understand. But what does it mean before Rosh Hashanah in the case of Shavuos that we should read B'chukosai? And the Gemara answers, yes. Atzeres is also considered Rosh Hashanah because it's a Rosh Hashanah for Peros HaElon. And we'll soon see that that's codified in the Mishnah in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Now again, I'm not actually thrilled about this. I don't understand what's going on. I mean, the Mishnah is going to establish that Pesach is also a Rosh Hashanah. We don't find that we have to get rid of all the clothes before Pesach. So what's so significant about Atzeres? And also the whole concept of Peres HaElon, as we say, you know, like Peres HaElon. I mean, again, we love the fruits and we want to be judged properly on the fruits, but to say that the, you know, the personality of Chag HaShavuos is all about, you know, the fruits, and if we have to read a certain kriya to get rid of, you know, all the klolos in last year so that we'll have a smooth sailing for the fruits of next year, and that's why we read B'chukosai before Shavuos, as I state, I mean, I can't rewrite the Gemara, but it's not so satisfying. Now, another question that we want to raise, and this is really our focus tonight, or this morning, I guess you'd say, is what's all this about? You know, we want to, Tosfos says, we want to have Bamidbar wedged in between B'chukosai and Parshas and Chag HaShavuos. It's very strange because ostensibly there's nothing in Parshas Bamidbar that would undermine the klolos, or shall we say, buffer between the klolos and Chag HaShavuos. You know, if it's just a matter of coincidence, so to speak, that the last, you know, the last parasha in Vayikra is B'chukosai, the first parasha afterwards, immediately following, is Bamidbar. So that's a technicality, and that's again the mechanics. But Is there something more profound? You know, the Bali Kabbalah always say that the week to come is impacted by the Shabbos before it. So what is the Shabbos of Bamidbar? How does that impact on Chag HaShavuos? Now keep in mind that there's a difference between the B'nai Chutz La'aretz. So let's go over that very quickly. If the last day of Yom Tov, and this is going to happen very often in an Ibyar, is going to coincide with Parshas Achrimos, so that here in Eretz Yisrael, it's no longer Yom Tov, right? It's Isru Chag, and on that Shabbos we're going to read Achrimos, but in Eretz Yisrael, we're not going to read Achrimos because we're going to read the parasha for Chag HaPesach. Now, what we could have done is very quickly we could have caught up. The B'nai Chutzlatz could have caught up to Eretz Yisrael by simply doubling up Parshas Achrimos with Kedoshim. In my case, for example, this year, that would have been a great boon. It would have been successful. I would have immediately caught up with Eretz Yisrael. As a result of the fact that in Chutzlatz they were a little bit slow, and instead of reading Achrimos with Kedoshim, they took their time, and they read Achrimos and then pushed off Kedoshim to the next Shabbos, I missed the Parsha. Eschatoi Animazki. Now, why is it that in Chutz La'aretz, the minute couldn't have had it, that we catch up to the B'nai Yisrael, to the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, by quickly reading Achrimos and Kedoshim on the very Shabbos after the eighth day of Pesach? So the Maharit says, because included in this Takon of Ezra is the push to recite, to read Achrimos as close to the end of the year as possible. In other words, I meant to say Bechukos. I scratched the last sentence. Sorry. And they want, the Maharit points out that they wanted Bechukosai to be read as late as possible, because, you know, if you start reading Bechukosai the close too early, then you still have a period of time in which we could start calculating a whole new set of klolos. We want to enter into the new year without the klolos. So therefore, we would like to push off the klolos as late as possible, so that it will be mamish at the end of the year. Again, we still have the minhag that Tosfos formulates that we want to get another parsha in before we get to Shavuos, and that's going to be Bamidbar. But we don't want to get to Bechukosai too early, and therefore we're going to slow down the process of getting to Bechukosai by separating between Achrimos and Kedoshim, having that extra parsha. That's pretty clear. And in Eretz Yisrael, we have no choice, because since we read already Parshas Achrimos on Isru Chag, the very last day of what would be equivalent to the last day of Pesach in Chutz La'aretz, therefore, even though we're slowing the process as much as we can, it's going to turn out that on an Ibyar, what we have is that extra Shabbos before Shavuos, after Bamidbar, and that's going to be the reading of Parshas Noso. But again, in the ideal sense, and in Chutz La'aretz, they had this option, they could have either caught up to the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, that would have been very nice and have a unity, or they could push off Bechukosai, so the close would be at the end of the year. They chose to push off Bechukosai, and then we would have just one Parsha as a wedge, and that's going to be Parshas Bamidbar. So that's really the ideal. In Eretz Yisrael, we don't have that option, but in Chutz La'aretz, where they had that option, they wanted to very much take advantage of the option and see to it that Bamidbar would be the last Parsha read before Chag HaShavuos. And therefore, we come back to our original question, what is it about Parshas Bamidbar that serves as this wedge, as the, in a sense, projecting us into Chag HaShavuos? What is it? There's something about the Kriya of Parshas Bamidbar that must relate to Chag HaShavuos. We understand very well that Bechukosai will be read on last year, meaning before Chag HaShavuos, get rid of the klolos. But now we wedge in Bamidbar. What is in the nature of Bamidbar? Yes, Joe?
Just a quick question for you. I mean, okay, I'm understanding, you know, the explanatory of the whole calculations behind it. but does the achdus of being with Eretz Yisrael, the understanding that everything should be emanating from Eretz Yisrael, why doesn't that take some point in this whole conversation?
Well, again,
we're supposed to emanate from Eretz Yisrael. We're supposed to be following Eretz Yisrael
again,
purposely.
No, Joe, this issue of the Takanas Ezra has something to do with Chag HaShavuos. It has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael per se.
But I'm saying being together with Eretz Yisrael.
Being together with Eretz Yisrael is a, you know, we're going to get to that in Matas Masa. You're going to be reading Matas Masa as one Shabbos. We're going to be reading it in two Shabbos. And the reason why you are going to be reading Matas Masai is because you want to unify with Eretz Yisrael. That would have been a very important factor in Achrimos Kedoshim, but we're in a bind because on the other side of the scale is that consideration of let's read Bamidbar as the last Shabbos before Chag HaShavuos, let's push off Bechukosai as late as we can to end the year with the Klolos. And again, that could be taken up as a separate sugi, you know, when you have this Stadim Lakan, which wins out. But the bottom line is that we're pushing Bechukosai in the Klolos as late as we can in the year, but we have the Midig that Tosfos codifies, namely we have to have that buffer zone. We don't want to go straight from the Klolos into... Could you imagine reading Bechukosai this coming Shabbos? That would mean, if you were to read Bechukosai this Shabbos, that would mean that a half a day later, you're going to be in Chag HaShavuos. I mean, the Klolos are right, you know, they're almost like a phantom that's chasing you. You know, it's a shadow from the closet. You know, we need that buffer zone. Our question is, why is Bamidbar playing that role? Again, you don't have to be impressed by that question. You could always, you know, deflect it and just say, well, that happens to be the next parasha. It's totally neutral. But on a deeper level, if we could find out why Bamidbar projects us into Chag HaShavuos, that would be an exciting benefit. And that's what we want to do. So what we want to do now is study the Alkud at the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar. And that's all about what's called the Sefer Yuchsin. And that means that, according to the Medrash, the Umos HaOlam come with the Terumyan, Teromis. They come with their complaint. Why do you give the Torah to Klal Yisrael? Why don't we get the Torah? So they have a jealousy of us. Halavai, the Goyim, should be jealous of us that we got the Torah. But that's what the Medrash describes. Probably it's describing the Sarim up in Shamayim of the various Umos HaOlam. Now there are many answers to this question in different Midrashim and why the Umos HaOlam were rejected and we, Klal Yisrael, was Zocha. But the Yalkut has a very unique approach. And there's no coincidence in that the Yalkut is right here at the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, because the Yalkut is going to find the answer to why God chose Klal Yisrael as a nation for the Torah right here in Parshas Bamidbar. And it's all based on two words that appear twice, contiguous one to the other, repetition. And that is Har Sinai. So if you take a look in Sefer Vayikra, the book of Leviticus, as they call it, ends with the following sentence. Ela ha-mitzvus asher tziva Hashem es Moshe el b'nei Yisrael be'har Sinai. So you probably read that 4 days ago. And then you got up and you said, Chazak, Chazak, v'nischazek. So the last two words in Sefer Vayikra are Bahar Sinai. Let's open up the next pasuk. The very next pasuk is the first pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai. Again, the word Sinai. So we have Har Sinai and Bamidbar Sinai. What's going on here? What is the linkage, asks the Medrash, between the end of Vayikra and the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar? And the answer all lies in Har Sinai. Because when Hashem came to give the Torah at Har Sinai, the Umos HaOlam started complaining. Niskanu umas olam, says the Medrash. My role is Karev Yosef and Umos. Why are you so close to this particular nation? Sasam piyam HaKadosh Baruch. So God gives them like a smack on the mouth. Amalehem, I challenge you. Hevili sefer yuchsin shalachem. Where's your sefer yuchsin? Can you trace your lineage back? And here the Medrash quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, Havu Hashem Mishpachos Amim. Havu means the Mishpachos Amim. I call upon you, I challenge you, bring me something. What should you bring me? Bring me that which Bnei Yisrael can bring me, a Sefer Yuchsin. Where do we see that Bnei Yisrael can bring a Sefer Yuchsin? Right here at the beginning of Bamidbar. Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe v'midbar Sinai. Se'u es rosh kol adas Bnei Yisrael l'mishpachosam l'beis avosam. L'beis avosam. Who are your fathers? Who are your grandfathers? Can you trace back your lineage? And Klal Yisrael comes with a shtar yuchsin. I always like to tell over the story they say about Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz, that he had a shtar yuchsin that traced his lineage back to David HaMelech when he got appointed at the age of 17 as the Rav of Ibishitz. A fire broke out and he lost his sefer yuchsin. So he got up in front of the shul when he dashed in the first Shabbos and he said, I have two chisronos. Number one, I'm only 17 years old. And number two, I don't have a shtar yuchsin. But I promise you, he said, that I will work incessantly every moment of my life to be mitaken these chisronos. Every moment I'll be mitaken the fact that I'm only 17. And every moment, I will be the beginning of a new chain of yuchsin. And there are people today, by the way, who have shtar yuchsin that go back to Rav Yonis and Ibishitz. But what's the big deal about a shtar yuchsin? After all, I'm not into buying dogs. Anybody here own a dog? Anyway, if you own a dog, then you want to buy a pedigree dog. You know, it has a shtar yuchsin to it. But really, who cares about yuchsin? I mean, the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Haskein Atzmecha Lilmod Torah. Atzmecha, you got to prepare for Torah. Forget about your yuchsin. She'ena Yerushalacha. You know, I come forward, I say, my Alta Zeda was the Rav in Pachuch, and my Zeda was the Rav in he was the Rashka Bahag in this. You remember the famous story about Rav Lezer Silva? You know, he had a bacher who was driving him, so the cop stopped the car for speeding. So the bacher says to the cop, you know, in all due respect, but I'm driving the chief rabbi of America. So Rav Lezer Silva rolls down the window and he says, "And Canada." But what's star yichus? I mean, you could have the greatest yichus in the world. You know, Esav HaRosh also had pretty good yichus. He didn't choose the right grandfather. But anyway, what we're saying here is that you know, Klal Yisrael deserved the Torah because we got a star yichus. But Haskin Atzmecha ain't a Yerushalcha. Torah is not a Yerusha. I mean, it's good to have yichus because if you're brought up with a certain respect for Torah and you're brought up in an environment where the Torah is being transmitted to you, maybe you have a greater chance, you know, statistically, you have a greater chance of being a Talmud Chacham. But there's no guarantee. And Faker, the Gemara says in many places, Me'az Yotza Masog, you can have a Balabas, and his children are the greatest scholars, and there are many, many examples of that. So what's the big deal about a shtar yuchsin that the Medrash claims that se'u es adas b'nei Yisrael l'mishpachosol l'beis avosam, that's the key, we can produce a shtar yuchsin and therefore hence we get the Torah and they don't. In order to understand this, we're going to start with another Medrash, and we want to study the writings of Rav Meir Shapiro. He was the founder of the Daf HaYomi, and he was also the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, which only stood for 9 years until the Nazis came into Lublin, but it was a paradigm of all yeshivas of all time. The Medrash tells us, right here at the beginning of Bamidbar, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai, Lama b'midbar Sinai. Why is the Torah addressed in Midbar Sinai? And again, there are many, many answers to this question. Mikan shanu chachamim b'shloshet dvarim nitna ha-Torah. Torah is given the Eish. It says v'har Sinai ashan kulo mipnei Eish, etc. Asher yored alov Hashem b'Eish. B'mayim shenemar gam shomayim notfu gam ovim notfu mayim. That means that the mountains themselves, you know, gave forth water at the time of Nesinas HaTorah. And Bamidbar, Shenemar Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Bamidbar Sinai. So Rav Meir Shapiro wants to understand, why is the Torah given with Eish, with Mayim, and Midbar? What is the deeper message that Chazal, that the Midrash is conveying to us? And he claims, it's a gewaltige chiddush, that the common denominator of all these three, Eish, Mayim, and Midbar, is they all symbolize one central concept. And that is the willingness of a Jew to go as far as he can with great self-sacrifice for the sake of his loyalty to Torah, to Hashem, his love for the mitzvahs. And he calls it Mesirus Nefesh. He starts with Eish. He says that the Torah tells us to look into our history. There's a pasuk at the end of Chumash. It says, Zechor Yevos Olam Binu Shnos Dorvador. Let's go back into our early history. Our history begins with Mesirus Nefesh. And that's the sacrifice of Avram Avinu when he destroys the idols of his father, and they bring him in front of Nimrod and they cast him into a hot furnace. Number two, and by the way, as a footnote, you could also speak about Yitzchak Avinu. I mean, to some extent, Yitzchak Avinu is also a Kivshan Eish at the Akedah. And then we go on to the second level, and that is Mayim. Here we fast forward to Klal Yisrael at Yamsuf. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Bnei Yisrael, Matitz Akelai, Daber al Bnei Yisrael v'yisou. Klal Yisrael are facing the water of the Red Sea. On behind them, in hot pursuit, is the Mitzrayim. And Hashem says, "Go forward." So Shevet Yehuda, first and foremost, Nachshon ben Yehuda, they jump into the water, and Klal Yisrael follows into the water. All based on the love of Hashem, relying on Hashem. This is Mayim. Says Rav Meir Shapiro, then we get to Midbar. Midbar is perhaps the greatest expression of Mesiras Nefesh of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the people of Egypt out of, the people of Israel out of Egypt, and he takes them into the Midbar. The Pasuk describes Klal Yisrael preparing for the Midbar. Well, you would think you're going out to the desert. You know, we're talking about 3 million Jews. You know, they should have tremendous amount of supplies. But the pasuk testifies, "V'lo yachlu sameah." They had to run out of Mitzrayim b'chipazon. V'gam tzeda lo asu lehem. So they really had no supplies whatsoever. And in Navi Yirmiyah, as we know from our davening of Rosh Hashanah, praises Klal Yisrael because of this willingness to go out to the Midbar. Says Rav Meir Shapiro, what is the key, what is the precondition for the acceptance of the Torah? And the answer lies at the beginning of Parshas Chukas. Zos Chukas HaTorah Adam Ki Yomus Boyohel. The Gemara Brachos on Daf Samach Gimel, Minayin She'ein Divrei Torah Miskayimim Ela B'Misha Memis Atzmo Aleha. The precondition for Torah is Mesiris Nefesh. And says Rav Meir Shapiro, Klal Yisrael has proven in their history, they are the embodiment, they are the personification of Mesiris Nefesh. They are willing to go all out for the sake of their love of Hashem, for their Amunah, for their Ava, for their Yira, for their Bitochen in Hashem, and that is B'esh, B'mayim, U'B'midbar. Hence, we understand the Medrash that we started with. B'gimel Dvarim, says the Medrash, Nitna Torah Yisrael, B'esh, U'B'mayim, U'B'midbar. Torah is given with fire, as we saw in the Pesukim, with Mayim, with Midbar, and all of this is symbolically the message that Torah is given to Klal Yisrael because of these three elements that represent Mesiris Nefesh. It's an Adam Ki Yomis Ba'oel Ein Divrei Torah Miskaimim El B'misha Memis Atzmo Olel. And if we have a few minutes, I just want to finish the essay. I want to come back to page 2 and read with you some of the very moving words of Rav Meir Shapiro. We've just summarized the ideas, but we can actually read his writing, his pen, and that's Kedai. But first, let's go back to the Sefer Yuchsin. Klal Yisrael are put in a very challenging situation. It's Kanuba Umos. Why are you giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael? Why the special Kiruv for Klal Yisrael? What about us? Why don't we get the Torah? And the answer is, we have a principle in Koheles, Achut HaMeshulash Lo B'Meheri Yinotek. We have a three-part triangle here of Eish, Mayim, and Midbar. And this is the Shtar Yuchsin that we can produce. L'Beis Avosam, L'Mishpachosam. We are the descendants of an Avram, of a Shevet Yehuda, of Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim. We have within our genetic code the powerful force of love of Hashem even at the level of Mesiris Nefesh. Our Sefer Yuchsin becomes a statement, a proof of Chut HaMeshulash. Meshulash means it's Eish, it's Mayim and Midbar. We deserve the Torah because we have this chazaka of Mesiris Nefesh. And therefore we are Adam Ki Yomus Pa'ohel. We have the capacity to go all out in Mesiris Nefesh for the sake of your Torah, Hashem. And I'll prove it to you from the Sefer Yuchsin. We have the chazaka, we have the Chut HaMeshulash. We have inherited from our forefathers the ability of Mesiris Nefesh for the sake of Hashem and total dedication, even at the level of self-sacrifice, for your Torah, Hashem. And that's the history, Binu Yishmos Dor V'Dor. The Jews throughout history would not bend down and buckle to the pressures of the nations that tried to force them to neglect the Torah, to accept other religions, and the Jew was willing to martyr himself without hesitation, b'mesiris nefesh, with great gvura and great heroic power, to stretch out his head, his neck, for the shechita, to be killed for the sake of Hashem. That mesiris nefesh is embedded in the chut hamishulash of Eish, Mayim, and Midbar. That's what the Avos, our forefathers, have bequeathed to us. That has become our genetic code. That's our Yerusha. That's our Shtar Yuchsin. And that's our claim. She'ein HaTorah Miskayemes El B'misha Memis Atzmo Olel. Lahavdil Elef Avdolos. Let's look at the Yerusha of the other nations. What does their Shtar Yuchsin have on it? Kfira, the denial of Hashem. Esav is willing to sell the Bechorah, which is the Avoda, for the sake of a bowl of lentils. And that's the Esav HaRasha and his bequeathing to his generations. And Yishmael is the Metzachek. Chazal identify Yishmael Metzachek, and that's why Sarah has him evicted. Is Avoda Zorah, Gili Arayis, and Shvichas Domim. You want to receive the Torah? Let's take a look at your Shtar Yuchsin. Let's see what's in your genetic code. it's Ritzicha, it's Avodah Zarah, and it's other very, very severe and serious violations. And therefore, we begin to shed a new light on a pasuk. It's one of the last psukim. We'll read it in Mirtz Hashem this Yom Rishon, this Chag HaShavuos, before Matan Torah, Parshas Yisro, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Hei, Ve'ata. Im shamat tishmu bekoli, v'shamatem es brisi, v'ayisem li sgula mikol ha'amim. Vatem tiyuli mamleches konim v'goy kodesh. Hashem says, you know why I'm giving you the Torah? Because you are a sgula. So the famous Sukkachova, the Shem Yishmul, says, what does the word sgula mean? The root of the word sgula is segel. Segel means three dots, two and a third dot. The idea of skula is someone who is surrounded by these three nekudos. And that's why we get the Torah, because we are an am skula. What does it mean? What are these three nekudos that make up the segel? These are the three nekudos of our yuchsin, of Eish, Mayim, and Midbar. This is our legacy of Mesiris Nefesh. Hence, V'yisam liskula mikol ha'amim. You amongst all the nations are the Am Skula. You are the only ones who can produce a Shtar Yuchsin of Mesiris Nefesh. And therefore, V'atem tiyu imam leches kohanim. The Goy Kadosh. We begin to appreciate, Rabosai, why Parshas Bamidbar, in the light of the Alkut, is the best buffer to project us into Chag HaShavuos, because it's the Lebeis Avosam LeMishpachosam, it's the Shtar Yuchsin of Sefer of Parshas Bamidbar that gives us the ability to be Divrei Torah Miskayim B'Mishem Meimis Atzva, that we should receive the Torah. The lesson of Parshas Bamidbar, which projects us into Chag HaShavuos, is the most profound lesson that we can take before Kabbalas HaTorah. Namely, how much do we love Hashem? How much are we willing to put ourselves out for Hashem? It's nighttime. It's very difficult to learn Torah. How do I go to a shir after a full day of work? Is aim divrei Torah miskaimel b'misha meimis atzmo aleha. But that emuna and that ava and that dedication and loyalty to Torah is something that is in our genes. It's something that we inherited from the chut ha-meshulash of Eish, Mayim, and Midbar. That's the Mesiris Nefesh that we have. That is our calling card. That is our CV that allows us to be the candidates for the receiving of the Torah. This is Hashem's choice of the nation that is the Am Segula Milashon Segel. And this, my friends, is going to explain the relationship between Takanas Ezra, to read Bechukosai before Shavuos, and the minhag codified by Tosfos, that we should buffer the reading of Bechukosai and its klolos and Chag HaShavuos with the reading of Parshas Bamidbar. We mentioned that the Gemara asks, what do you mean, read the klolos of Bechukosai before Rosh Hashanah? Why is Chag HaShavuos Rosh Hashanah? And the Gemara answers, because it's Rosh Hashanah LePeros HaIlon. What is the deeper significance of Chag HaShavuos as the Rosh Hashanah of Peros HaIlon? And for this, my friends, we have to introduce the Shaloh HaKadosh, one of the greatest Darshanim of all of Ashkenazic history. We have to put on our homiletic thinking caps. And B'derech HaDrush, because the Torah has to be understood, Pshat, Remez, and Drush. Why the concept of Peros HaIlon is so critical to Chag Matan Torah Seinu? The Shalom invokes a mystical concept, don't ask me to explain it, that there's something called up in Shemayim Ilan HaNeshamos. This Ilan, this tree, produces various branches and fruits. Those are the various Neshamos that make up Klal Yisrael. The Peros HaIlan, therefore, on the achievements of the neshamos of Klal Yisrael. On Rosh Hashanah, which is Chag HaShavuos for Peros HaIlon, these fruits represent our dedication to Torah mitzvahs. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah LePeros HaIlon, Chag HaShavuos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up the records and he examines and investigates what we've been doing over the last year to justify our Mesiris Nefesh, our love for Torah mitzvahs. Have we produced those fruits? And if we haven't produced those fruits, then our judgment for the year to come is not going to be a good one. The Gedolei HaChachamim said about themselves, they were more afraid of Chag HaShavuos than they were of Rosh Hashanah. The din of Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, is not as overwhelming and not as fear-provoking as that of Chag HaShavuos. The judgment of Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, is on Gashmius. The judgment of Rosh Hashanah, of Shavuos, is on Ruchnius. Okay, Gashmius, how much will I earn in the year to come? How easy it'll be to put food on the table? Will I, chas v'sholem, suffer from this disease or that disease? And that's all described in the Piyutim u'nesanet tokef of Rosh Hashanah. But more frightful is the Rosh Hashanah of Chag HaShavuos, because the Peros HaIlon here is the din and the judgment of last year in Ruchnius, in Torah, in Avas Hashem, in Avas HaMitzvahs, in the true Peros of the Neshama, because every Neshama comes from this Ilan of Neshamos, and every fruit that grows on those trees are the Peros of the Neshamos. And the question is, was our situation last year one of Neshamos HaParchos? Parchos means Miloshen Lifrach, Lifrach Moesem, that we have flourished, that we have produced, that we can prove that we deserve the Torah. We can adduce evidence that our level of sacrifice of Eish, Mayim, and Midbar has been, we have lived up to par. We have lived up to our potential and up to the demands. Chag HaShavuos is very fear-inspiring, because it's a judgment on Ruchnius, on Esek HaTorah, on Kiyum HaMitzvahs. Where were we last year? That's what Hashem is evaluating. That's what the judgment is all about. The Peros HaIlon, my friends, is not something secondary, mechanical. Pesach also has El Peros HaDoma and so forth and so on. There are different Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tezayin Bi'arba Prokim Ha'olam Nidon V'Pesach HaTvua. So what about the grains? They produce bread, and that's going to happen on Pesach. There's no discussion about reading B'chukosai before Pesach. But by Tzeres Al Peres HaYilon says at the end of Megillah, that's why Ezra Masake that B'chukosai should be read before Atzeres, because the judgment on Peres HaYilon. What's the big deal? The answer is that Peres HaYilon has a much more profound significance on a level of not pshat but drush. In fact, what is the karbon that identifies the unique a kedusha of Chag HaShavuos? Shtei Alechem. Well, guess what? You know what Shtei Alechem is all about? Chazal tell us that the Shtei Alechem symbolize the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebaal Peh. And this is explicit in the Zohar. And he quotes a pasuk in Mishlei. Oraisa di akri lechem, the Torah is called lechem, a pasuk in Mishlei, lechu lachmu belachmi. And the Zohar goes on to say, v'anan makrivin biyomin dechamishin, on that 50th day, the day of Chag HaShavuos, we makriv oraisa shtei lechem, Torah Shebichsav, and Torah Shebaal Peh. perhaps al pi derech hadrush, we could say that waving the shtealechem, the Torah demands in Parshas Emor, tnufa lifnei Hashem. Tnufa is always a maisa mechaper in karbonos. What we're doing is we're asking Hashem to accept that tshuva. If we didn't dedicate ourselves as we should have in the year gone by, to Torah Shebichsav and to Torah Shebal Peh, the tnufa of the shtealechem is a symbolic declaration that we have accepted ourselves, that from now on we will be osek in the shtealechem tnufa lifnei Hashem. Heviu lefanai shtealechem batzeres. Kideshis Barhu Lachem Peros Ha'ilon. The Peros Ha'ilon of our Ruchnius should be blessed because we have taken upon ourselves a renewed commitment to Tnufa Lifnei Hashem, to do tshuva and improve our dedication to Esek HaTorah. And now we begin to understand why we have to read B'chukosai in the Takon of Ezra to end the klolos of last year. What is klola? What brings klola? What terrible averis are we guilty of that Hashem opens up this parsha? I mean, after the first introduction about in B'chukosei Teilechu, with in lo, and then all the klolos. Rashi identifies it. It says in B'chukosei Teilechu, and then it says in B'chukosei Tishmoru. Rashi says, Yochol in B'chukosei Teilechu Kiyum HaMitzvus, K'shu Omer V'etzmosei Tishmoru Arei Kiyum HaMitzvus Omer. Homani Mekayim in B'chukosei Teilechu, She'tiyu HaMeilim B'Torah. The entire enterprise of Bracha for Klal Yisrael is like a stack of cards that depend upon one foundation stone that the Torah singles out, and that is Amelus B'Torah. Says Rashi, Evu Amelus B'Torah, and then you'll get the brachos. What does the word Amelus mean? We have another word that's very similar, Esek HaTorah. The Taz in Or HaChaim Siva Mem Zayin asks, why do we make a bracha asher kinshar v'tzolsev, etc., lasok b'divrei Torah? Why not say lilmod divrei Torah? Says the Taz, the Iker is not to study Torah, but lasok. Lasok means be amel u'biyigia. Just like a person goes out to business and he looks deeply into his profit margin, into the risk element, the dividends and the input and the investment, etc., etc. So too, when a person learns Torah, it's got to be bi'amelus u'bi'egiyah. That's called the Esek HaTorah. That's called shiyu amelim b'Torah. Just like Derech Eretz requires yegiyah, so too Esek HaTorah requires yegiyah. Im atem oskim b'Torah, Rashi says, with amelus, then you'll get the bracha. But if Chas v'sholom, lo tishmuli, and then all the klolos. Says Rashi, what does it mean, lo tishmuli? Does it mean that we're guilty of violating the Torah? Says Rashi, lo tishmuli lios amelim b'Torah. If you're not amelim b'Torah, that's going to bring all the klolos. And Rashi spells it out. In B'chukosai Tim'asu, Rashi says he's not interested in the Torah. He is not Omel B'Torah. And Rashi says as a result of his relationship to Torah, which is so superficial and so nonchalant, he takes it easy, he's so laid back about his relationship to Torah, at the end, it's going to be B'chukosai Tim'asu. He will not fulfill the Torah itself. Why is it that a person who's not Amel B'Torah, okay, he's missing that element of Amelus, so what? Therefore he's going to be a kofer be'ikar, therefore he's going to be a violator of the Torah, as described here by Rashi and B'chukosai, and bring upon us all the klolos? And the answer is, because when Chazal say that the protection against the Yetzer Hara is the study of Torah. Nasati lechem Torah Tavlin. That's the Tavlin, the antidote to the Yetzer Hara. It doesn't mean opening up a Gemara and zipping through it, opening up a Chumash and reading verses. That's not going to guarantee you a Tavlin for the Yetzer Hara. But rather what we need is Amelus B'Torah. It's the Amelus B'Torah that protects us against the Yetzer Hara. And hence Rashi tells us, if Ein Adam Amel B'Torah, Harei Ubali De Averis Chamuras Ad Kidei Kfir B'Ikar. It's unbelievable that the battle against the Yetzer Hara could be won if, but only if, we're Amel B'Torah, Eisek HaTorah, Imbuchu Kosei Teilechu. That's going to undermine the clause. But if it's not B'chu Kosei Teilechu, if we don't have this element of Amelus B'Torah Chas V'Shalom, then all the clause come upon us. And therefore, let's read B'chu Kosei, says Ezra Sofer, before we enter into the new year. We got to prepare ourselves for Kabbalah HaTorah in a very new way. Let's look at the parsha of klolos and let's understand what brought about these klolos. But let's leave these klolos behind us. Let's read B'chukosai and leave behind us all the klolos. Let's come to Chag HaShavuos with renewed commitment to Esek HaTorah, to Amelus B'Torah. But what is your barometer? How do you judge Amelus B'Torah? And here's where the minhag comes in. We're not going to go directly from B'chu Kosai to Chag HaShavuos. We're going to buffer it with the reading of Parshas Bamidbar. We're going to produce our Shtar Yuchsin, our claim to the Torah. We're going to be an Am Segula. And the three dots of the Am Segula, the Chut HaMeshulash, represent our dedication to Eish, Mayim, and Midbar. The Lekach, the message inherent in Parshas Bamidbar, is that the Amelus of our Amelus of Torah is an Amelus that reflects Mesiris Nefesh, our love, our dedication, our loyalty to Torah, to the exclusion of our own interests, sometimes to undergo our interests. The Gemara speaks about Rava, and sometimes he was so involved in Esek HaTorah, he didn't realize that he was sitting on his own fingers and he was bleeding. That's Mesiris Nefesh, a total focus, a total given over. It's like the Mesiris Nefesh of Avram Avinu of Eish, the Mesiris Nefesh of Klal Yisrael jumping into the Amsuf, and of Klal Yisrael going out to the Midbar be Eretz Lo Zeruah. So U Es Rosh Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael Mishpachosam LeBeis Avosam. Hashem says, produce a document of Yuchsin, not because you're boasting about your Yichus, Lo Yerushi Lachem, but rather boast about your inheritance, the legacy that you received from your Avos, Mi Beis Avosam LeMishpachosam, the legacy of Mesiris Nefesh. If you can boast about that, if you can dedicate yourself to Mesiris Nefesh, be Ava, then it's Ein Adam Zocha B'Torah, Ein HaKatorah Miskayemes Lo B'Misha Meimis. So then you deserve the Torah. But Midbar is our key to guarantee our candidacy to receive the Torah. But Midbar represents our tnufa of the Shtei Alechem to Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. Yes, we may have been lacking last year. We were deficient. We were too laid back about our Torah. Maybe we read our Torah superficially. But this year, we're dedicated to the Sefer HaYuchsin of Mesiris Nefesh. Our Torah study will be something that will bring bracha against the klola. The klola for the avera of Ein Yisrael Amelim B'Torah will now turn into a bracha because we are Amelim B'Torah. We have accepted to go in the path of our Avoseinu Akdoshim, their Mesiris Nefesh of Eish, Mayim, and Midbar, and then we guarantee Shetichlek Shana V'Kiloseha. If we can dedicate ourselves on this Chag HaShavuos with our acceptance of the Torah, to Amelus B'Torah, to Mesiris Nefesh B'Torah, to love and dedication and loyalty to the Torah, that's a brand new B'chu Kosai Teilechu. It's a B'chu Kosai Teilechu of the Am Segula. It's the b'chukosei telechu of the segel, of the chut hamishulosh, of eish, mayim, and midbar. It's our shtar yuchsin. It's our claim to the Torah. Yiratzon may be his will, that b'zocha, with that renewed commitment to receive the Torah on this Chag HaShavuos, Kein Yiratzon. Amen. If anyone has 5 more minutes, I would like to read with you the words of Rav Meir Shapiro. He says, "B'shlosha dvar nitna Torah, b'esh, b'mayim, u'b'midbar. Hashkofes olam leya, makefes kol chai amenu marasov." We have a full ideology of Weltanschauung that completely surrounds our history as a unique nation. And he goes on with beautiful poetry to describe our kedoshim over the years. Am Yisrael miyom amdo al har Sinai. From the day of our Sinai, we were dedicated to Hashem. He describes us as chayalim, as giborim, who are willing to serve our Maker, our Creator. Lo achas choraf nafsho lemoves. Just like a soldier is willing to throw himself on a hand grenade to sacrifice his life, so too the Jewish nation, throughout its history, had a willingness to throw themselves on the mizbeach of eish dos and be makriv themselves as korbanos for the sake of Hashem. You can just imagine Rav Meir Shapiro saying these words shortly before the Shoah. Yakriv chelbo v'domo, we were willing to be makriv ourselves. Sorav es gufenu. All we cared about was our neshama and the love for Hashem, for the Torah Kedosha of this Ummah. And he says that we have edus nemana to this dimension and character of our people. Because b'shlosha dvarim nidna Torah b'esh b'mayim u'b'midbar. Avram Avinu itztayen l'rishona b'tchunoso zos hipel atzmo l'kivshana esh b'ad emunoso haTorah. Is edus nemana ki hakaroso elokis tvuav ko ko amok b'nashmoso lahashlichayav mineged v'limsar nafsho leah, and be thrust into the esh. And then he goes on to say, v'im nishtamesh mofes zeh rak al yochid skula o terem yacholnu laharos b'osos ki am sholem yimsar nafsho. At the point of Avram Avinu, it was only one Yachid, Yechidei Skula. But Jewish history bears out that it's not just Yechidei Skula, but it's Am Sholem Yimsor Nafsho Al Dvar Hashem. Ki alo niklahu lehamin al Yachid Bachir Ayetzir Sheitei Nafsho Lekorban Al Mizbeach Hadas Milahamin Kazos Al Amuna Sholta Lechol Shidroseh Vehinei Bani Soyin Sheni Vehera Ba'olil Madregas Ha'om Kulo Yisrael Ba'al Sfas Hayom Shomea Daber Al Bnei Yisrael V'yiso Kofetz Liyam Asoe Barash Korei Mitoch Regesh Kodesh Chedvat Cherdas Hashem Zekei Liyan V'yan Vehu V'yad Kamesh Emoros Ha'elu Alulim Hayu Lahaknos Liyam Skula Nefesh, Malayas Ometz, V'oz, Kukim, Hayu, Od, Lemiluim, Kiim, Mikre, Bodeid, Mezazeas, Nefesh, Adam, Lefrakim, Akshir, Lama, V'nisoyon. If maybe it was the moment that inspired him, V'odeno, Ashelevim, Kobo, Medes, can we say that this is a Bar Kayom, and this is something that defines the essential and the eternal nature of the Jewish nation? Hine, Bani, Soyon, Shlishi, the head of Israel, who holech lemidbar shmama. It wasn't the moment that inspired them. Then we move forward into the Yamsuf, but it was going out to the midbar. 40 years in the midbar. What is this midbar? Malei nechoshim v'akravim. And nevertheless, we go out there because of the Ava of Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zacharti lo chesed nurayach avas klulos soich lechteich achray b'amidbar be'etz lo zrua v'zeo shomru chazal v'shlosh edvarm nitna Torah v'heim eish umayim amidbar ayidei shloshes hanisyonus ha'elo ha'olim ze al ze b'erka, meaning one beyond the other, kivshana eish havar b'mayim halicha b'midbar nitna lo li Yisrael ha'Torah l'naklas olamim hanisyonus ha'lolu Hoyu aruba betucha, they're like a collateral that guarantees al atidam hanitzki on the eternity of Klal Yisrael. If it were up to me, I would introduce this presentation into the kinos of Tisha B'Av. The poetry is incredible. I didn't read all the poetry. I skipped some of the more complicated Hebrew words here. But you know, we're talking about a Goel B'Yisrael who lived in our time. I mean, he lived in the 1930s. I think he died in the 1940s. We're not talking about, you know, ancient history, but the beauty of his liturgical poem, which typifies and characterizes Klal Yisrael. Add to that the Parshat Bamidbar of the Shtar Yuchsin, and we begin to understand why we are Zocher to receive the Torah. Our unique nation, our Am Sivuv. Atem Tiyulim, Amleches Konim, B'Goy Kodesh. Amen.